I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, Doug Tribou grills athletes at the Culinary Institute of America. But first, Charlie Pierce joins me from Louisville Public Media for our discussion of the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
The NBA Players and Players Association will meet again today after talks broke down last Friday. According to a report in the New York Times, if talks break down again this weekend, a group of players, notably Boston's Paul Pierce and Miami's Dwayne Wade, will push for a vote for decertification. Is that a good idea?
I think the horse is out of the barn on that one, to be perfectly honest with you. This is something they should have done before the lockout, which is what the NFL players did. I don't know that this is anything more than a desperation shot from midcourt at this point.
Even though the NBA is playing no basketball, the league machinery designed to fine people is humming right along. Heat owner Mickey Arison was fined $500,000 for tweeting, quote, "You are barking at the wrong owner," to a fan complaining that owners and players were ruining the NBA. What do you suppose he would have been fined if he'd mentioned the commissioner in that tweet?
Well, it's hard to imagine. He might not have owned his building anymore. Of course, the one thing you can't do under David Stern's leadership in this management-devised lockout is intimate that it's a bad idea and intimate that one owner may disagree with another owner and that everyone is not following the commissioner's orders. So Mr. Arison had to be disciplined because, my dear young man, this simply is not done.
Very shortly after the St. Louis Cardinals victory parade, Cardinals manager Tony La Russa, who has managed three World Series winners, announced his retirement. How do you like his timing?
Oh, absolutely no surprise there. This was an out-of-nowhere gift to him, this Cardinals team, which was out of the running as late as September. So they come back, they win. His genius is once again blessed by 1,000 people on television, and he gets to walk into the sunset.
Meanwhile, Frank McCourt has agreed to sell the Dodgers. We heard earlier from some of the fans celebrating that development. The league hopes to push a sale through by opening day of 2012. So would that bring an end to the Dodgers' woes?
Well, let's be clear. The league would like to push a sale through in an hour and a half right now. They just want Frank McCourt out of there. Yeah, there's no shortage of suitors. It's still a very valuable property and a very valuable brand name within sports. It would be kind of ironic if the O'Malley family wound up back with the Dodgers, though.
This week, the new president of baseball operations for the Chicago Cubs praised the team's manager for his, quote, excellent service. And so, I guess, Theo Epstein is sticking with Mike Quatty, right?
One more step on the plank, Mike. One more little baby step. Attaboy. Good job. Yeah, that's the worst thing a general manager who's just taken over a team can say to a manager who's already there. Although it is intriguing that apparently Theo Epstein's going to have Terry Francona in for a chat. I think they're just going to drink a couple of beers and talk about what schlubs the Red Sox ownership are.
What a great September it was back in Boston, exactly. Two House Democrats, Henry Waxman and Frank Pallone, have urged Major League Baseball to test the players for human growth hormone, and those congressmen and several senators also don't want the players chewing tobacco where anybody can see them. So will Major League Baseball listen?
Yes, this is another good thing for Congress to be doing instead of solving the 9% unemployment we have in this country for the foreseeable future. Yes, and then the players will all be required to be in bed before 9 o'clock because, after all, they are role models, you know.
On Thursday, NCAA President Mark Emmert clarified recent reforms by saying that adding up to $2,000 to athletic scholarships is not pay for play, and the NCAA will not move any closer to paying athletes for their work. Maybe not what some people would like to hear, but has Illinois Congressman Bobby Rush taken it a little too far by comparing the NCAA to, quote, Al Capone and the Mafia?
Well, perhaps Al Capone, but not necessarily the Mafia. The Mafia is essentially an old organization that's fallen apart, which is pretty much what the NCAA is, too. You know, Mr. Emmert can tap dance all around this he wants. Athletes are getting $2,000 based on being athletes. Therefore, it's pay for play. And once you've done that, Mr. Emmert, that's the ball game.
College football's number one and number two teams will meet later on today. About 600 media credentials have been issued for that game between LSU and Alabama. I wonder if a lot of those reporters are guys who would otherwise have been covering the NBA this weekend.
Well, I don't know, considering they wouldn't credential me to start with. No. I don't mean to make this into a personal thing, Bill, but they could have fit 601. This is a really terrific game, which is expected to be a battle of the defenses. So you know what that means, Bill. 48-41.
After the first half.
Absolutely.
Apparently, the drama between Louisville and West Virginia over the latter's bid to join the Big 12 has not simmered down. The two teams meet today, and Louisville will not bring their cheerleaders or their dance team to Morgantown because it's apparently, quote, not a safe enough environment. I didn't know Morgantown was such a dangerous place.
Wait a minute. The Louisville dance team is staying here where I am rather than going to Morgantown? Scoreboard! Yeah, I've been to football games at Morgantown, and the University of Louisville is absolutely correct in this. It is the strangest, one of the strangest, wildest, most unruly, and quasi, and at least in part dangerous atmospheres I've ever been in the middle of.
What do they do there?
Drink a lot.
Oh, okay. All right. The New York Marathon will transpire tomorrow. Charlie, nobody who actually lives in New York has won that race in over 30 years, but I understand that Buzanesh Deba might change all of that. You think nobody told the Ethiopian native that there were better places to train than the crowded streets of Manhattan?
How quickly will this nice lady become a native New Yorker if she wins? She'll be on the front page of the Daily News and the Post the next day. Native New Yorker wins marathon.
Citizenship granted.
Of course, if she finishes 12th, it's quasi-legal Ethiopian immigrant fails.
I think you have there's a place for you in the editorial board of the Daily News if this thing doesn't work out with only a game, you know?
I'm hanging out for the Post. Cooler headlines.
We spoke earlier about Tony La Russa, who's led his teams to victory in the World Series three times, and that's quite an accomplishment, until you consider the extent to which Kelly Slater has dominated the sport of surfing.
11 titles. This is as good as it gets. Of course, I really think that a lot of the credit should go to the ocean, but that's just me.
Charlie Pierce blogs about politics for Esquire magazine, and he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you, Bill.
Because they're separate.